Little Shelford, May 24th, the evening. The color of coffee. High wire. Desire. Soft glint of the English twilight. Had again this morning the experience of going out, dazed from riding to the bus stop in a mild rain and standing against the chalky, moss-veined stone wall. Three girls came by on bicycles and they spoke in high, chirping voices, and I thought, that's right, I'm in England. Orange flower in a contemporary design on the coffee cup, lace under the typewriter, patient, intricate, medieval. The Pre-Raphaelites thought the Middle Ages were very sexy, and we read no more that day. Pages of a book turning in the wind, green lawn blurry in the background, gourd-like belly of a lute, delicate feet raised, feet of the girl being fucked in the white dunes at Big Sur, such a comic sweetness in the spasms of her toes, and I looked away feeling both shy and voyeuristic, would have liked to climb the dune and watch, but watched brown pelicans hovering and flap, flap, beating heavily along the coast under a thrust of tidal rock, anemones, small green crabs, as if my not looking conferred a blessing. Jeffers thought the pelicans looked like bombers, B-29, Second World War, the first layer of childhood, and romantic in movies long afterwards, despite the wars we got, Korea, Vietnam, Korea associated in my mind with the beginnings of television, Gray, the Lone Ranger in my aunt's house in Greenbrae, and the wonderful oak forest below her house. We walked in silvery glint of the oak trees, my aunt so ridiculous, and we were so dependent on her at scary times for affection, felt such craven gratitude for her bourgeois ideas. You must remember, high-pitched voice, that look of utter sincerity whereby a child knows instinctively that he will be told something important and untrue. You must remember that it's not your mother's fault. It's a terrible illness and she can't help it. Sanitarium, the word mixed in my mind with crematorium so that I actually believed for the first time that my mother had been taken away and burned alive. And my aunt's quavering voice, the condescending way she talked about my mother and remembered it later at Stanford as the tone of women in 19th century novels who did sewing for the deserving poor. But I remember also a guileless and absolute gratitude, children being terrific opportunists or fatalists or whatever, as she let us watch the masked man and his faithful Indian companion ride across the screen in a blur of the first blue-gray snow to the sound of the William Tell overture and set out for us gruesomely decorative hard candies in a cut glass bowl. Thank you.